The House also today authorized a 5-year extension of the Renewable Energy Grant Fund. In continuing the program, the House informally agreed to contribute $50 million a year to projects fitting into the fund's requirements. Finance co-chair Bill Thomas, Republican from Haines, told members that the fund has distributed $176 million since it was first set up in 2008, and 21 projects have been completed. He cited the Gustavus Hydro Project for saving 27 cents a kilowatt hour, Cordova Humpback Creek Hydro for saving more than 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and Kodiak Pillar Mountain for saving more than 14 cents, reducing the sale of diesel fuel by some 10 million gallons statewide last year. Anchorage Republican Charisse Millett was the Energy Committee co-chair when the program was restructured in 2010. She says renewable energy has had phenomenal success in rural Alaska.
Sometimes we talk about if this program's going to last, if we can sustain this program. This is one that we should continue to fund. It has done great things for communities all over. And I think really emphasizing displacing diesel is the key, because that's what we really intended this bill to do back when we started the conversations.
Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra said Alaska stands far above other states with energy conservation, saying the grant program benefits urban and rural residents.
We know the price of fossil fuels is getting more and more expensive, no matter which one of us has the most brilliant idea on bringing oil and gas at cheaper rates to our consumers. Those prices are likely rising, and renewable energy stays the same price forever in most cases. It might start a little high, but 10 years from now it's the same price, and 20 years from now it's the same price because wind doesn't get more expensive.
There was no opposition to extending the program. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration.